News in brief at Press TV, Israeli forces have killed one Palestinian child every 3 days for the past 13 years. That's according to official statistics compiled by the Palestinian Ministry of Information in Ramallah. It says nearly 1,500 children have been killed from the outbreak of the Second Intifada in 2000 to 2013. Meanwhile, the UN Children's Agency and Human Rights Watch have appealed for the release of more than 100 Kurdish school children kidnapped by Takfiri militants of ISIL in Syria. 153 children were abducted in the city of Aleppo. Now, the militants later released 15 children, while 5 others managed to escape. A high-ranking UN official says the onslaught by ISIL Takfiri militants in Iraq has created an extremely dangerous situation for children. The UN Special Representative for Children and Armed Conflict says that the reports of the recruitment of child soldiers and other grave human rights violations against minors worrying. While the Egyptian police have detained 5 more members of the anti-coup alliance, the arrests were made just 2 days before the anniversary of the ouster of the country's first democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi. A police reportedly also broke into the home of the spokesman of the youth movement. Pro-Russian forces have seized the Interior Ministry headquarters in eastern Ukrainian city of Donetsk. Reports say the building was taken after a 5-hour gun battle. Fighting has resumed in the eastern region since Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko announced that a recent truce with pro-Russians had ended. The World Health Organization has announced that the death toll from the Ebola epidemic in West Africa has hit 467 people. Most deaths have been reported in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. Regional health officials are struggling to find ways to contain the epidemic. And in India, emergency workers have pulled 4 more survivors out of the rubble of a 12-story building that collapsed in the southern state of Tamil Nadu. Now, the death toll from Saturday's disaster has risen to 31. Officials say many others are still believed to be trapped under the debris. And British police have received new complaints against TV entertainer Rolf Harris, who was convicted on Monday of a string of indecent assaults on teenage girls. The conviction of the once popular musician and artist follows investigations into historic sex abuse by a number of British celebrities.